a share in the profit, still he's working for the Jew, that's also. So my question is, so, there's no heter of an oris, that even though he's working for himself, but since the Jew is gaining something from the deal, it's still also, so why is a guy? Well, how can you rent your field to a guy? Even though he's working for himself, but you're also getting profit from it, you're also gaining on the deal. Should be also. But time muta. The Armin Lev would say like this. The Armin Lev at science. The Pshat is, the Havaminer is, when you rent out your field to a guy, you have to tell him, do not do work on Shabbos. You have to tell him that. And he listens to you. Kusi Nami Armin Lev, but science. The Gemara says that it's just do the same thing for Kusi also. Tell the Kusi, I'm renting you my field, but on the condition that you do not do work on Chol HaMoed. And the Kuri, he'll listen also. Vitzayis. So Mara says, no. Kusi light Tzayis. A Kusi will not listen to you. You know why? The Yomer, he says, listen. Ano Garmir Netzvei Minoch. We're smarter than you. I know why you're saying no work today. Because you think it's tough to do work at Chol HaMoed. But we know you're allowed to do work at Chol HaMoed. So he won't listen to us. A guy doesn't know. So he says, you tell me no is no. But a Kusi thinks he knows better. Maybe that's the reason why. It's also to rent out your field to a Kusi, whereas to a guy, it's mutter to rent out.
Only because he's not going to be doing work on Shabbos.
Right, right. So
what happens if he does the work on Shabbos?
This test will be us. So that, according to this test, the more answer the question, because the more death can't be pshati. Hachi is so, my irim of nation, Nikras al Shemoi, what does our Mishnah say the reason? Because it's called in our name. Like you're telling me now that to a guy it's smut because he doesn't do work on Shabbos. To a kusi it's also because he is going to do work. So, by kusi, the isser is not only because it's called on your name, typically, mishum of naivla sitte michshol. The kura to a kusi, there should be another isser. A kusi is a Jew. So it should be also for you to rent out your field to a kusi, because you're causing him to do work on Chol HaMoed. Should be over with naiva. The Gemara says true. According to Rabbi Shimon, maybe chod of yoid kama. One answer and another answer. Chod the one reason is mishum of naiva. True, you're right. You cannot rent it out to a kusi, because you're causing the kusi to work on Chol HaMoed. The second reason is mishum shenikras al shemoy. It's called on your name, and there's a marasayin. People think the kusi is working for you, that you hired him to work on Chol HaMoed. Therefore, there are two isurim. That's according to Reb Shimon. He doesn't know from the heter of Arisus. But we don't pass like Reb Shimon. We hold there is a heter of an Oris. That if you rent out your field to a guy, and the deal is that he takes the profit and he gives you a certain percentage of it, that's mutter even without conditions.
What if you rent it? What if you get it?
Well, this. I knew there was a case, these two people, I knew Marikoi. Two people that sell these smelling things. Marikoi, what Rashi say here?
No, I'm saying business.
Ginos Karkam, right. Yeah. Hanu Marikai, the Oive Kechovim, so it was a Jew that made a business deal with a guy. So, not that made like this. A Jew and a guy bought it together, and they work now. It's like this. The Oive Kechovim, Naked Beshabbata, you work, Rashi says, Lachos Lizreb Lekot. So the deal is, you're going to plow and seed and cut down on Shabbos. For Yisrael Bechad Beshabbata, and I'll work on Sunday. That'll be my deal. So that was a business deal. They bought a field together and we'll work it. You work on Shabbos, I work on Sunday. Is that okay or not? Now later we sell it, we want to share the profit. Is that mutter or not? So also l'kayim ed rova. Shorilu. Rova says, okay, permissible. The Jew is not working on Shabbos, the guy is working. I later, they divide up the money. So the money I get is for the days that I worked. I worked on weekdays. I get the money for that. That's what rova holds. On this, hey, Svei Ravina Rava. Ravina asks a question to Rava. It's not so simple. It says, Aloha, Yisrael, V'yavikichavim, Shekiblu Sada Meshutvis. A Jew and a guy own a field together. So like this, says, Lo Yoyma Yisrael, the Jew has no right to say something to the guy. Tell Chelkuchav Shabbos, listen, you work on Shabbos and take the profit of Shabbos. V'ani B'chol, I'll work instead of you on Chol. This is not, you can't do this. But when they first made the business together, they made up the condition of Ketchila. It was made on a condition. Now listen, I'm making a condition right now that you work on Shabbos, now work on Sunday, and that's what we can divide up, then it's Mutta. Let's say first at the end, when it comes to share of the profit, and then they want to say, listen, they didn't make a condition at the beginning. Just at the end, when the $1,000 come in, now the Jew says, listen, you take 500, and part of that is for the work of Shabbos, and I'll take the other 500 for the weekday, then it's also. So here, so the only heter is if you make a condition before you start working. So it comes out, Guru Rava thought, in the first mice, they didn't make any condition. Sichsif, he got embarrassed. How come?
He answered this way.
How could Rava said it was mutter? But in the cipher, the end, the gloimus that came out, the asno mi kora heavy, that came out, Rava didn't make a mistake, that really, they made a condition at the beginning. When they first met into this business, so if you make this condition, it's okay. You could have a store together with a guy and make up the chetchila. You're working on Shabbos, I'm working on Sunday, and we're going to divide up equally because your work and my work. That's okay. Rav Gevia mebeik sil amru hanu shesila diola. These are people that planted orla, shesila diola heavy. Of the kachavim machos, he makes a deal like this, that a Jew and a guy wants to start planting apple trees together. So make a condition like this. Ochol shnei diola, you guy, you eat the first 3 years. I'll let you eat all the pears. The first 3 years the tree grows, your fruits are yours.
Fourth year
I'll be part of it already, Shane. For Yisrael, Shnei Deter, when the Jews said, listen, the next 3 years, they'll be my parents. So is this permissible or not? So Osla came with the Rava, Shirl again, Rava says, Muta. The Jew is not having Hanor from Orla. The first 3 years go to the guy, the next 3 years is Muta. For the Gemara, I will also reveal the Rava.
In other words, the Gemara means to ask now is, he meant to say this was the first Maisa. Because the first Maisa never happened, and the question was only about Shnei Orla. But it's not really a question of Shutfus with Nakim working together like on Shabbos. So more says that can't be. Vo'aisva Ravin LaRova. Ravin asked a question from Rova. The CEO of CIA. So more says no, he's only bringing a proof. But he didn't really mean to ask a question on him. Ivo Ichsif, it says that Rova became embarrassed. So Mashma, the case was not a case of Orla, but there was a case of Avi Kachovim. So more says, Lohay Devar Me'elim, he holds, this never happened.
Alright,
in other words, he never really embarrassed him. So really the first case didn't take place, was only the second case. Alright, the turnover.
They never asked the question by Ola, right? Ola, the question was never asked. Ola, pshit it's mutter. Because Ola, there's no way to shlichus here. It's only the Jew can't have Hanor the first 3 years. So he's not having Hanor the first 3 years. Now, Iboilu, Stomamai, what's gonna be Rashi Kiblu Stam Vyosu Stam of Khovim Bishabis Vyiswell the Khabishabit? Layomu Yiswami Elam, Perlato as a Shabbos. They didn't make the condition at the beginning. You went into a shutfus with a guy, and Stam, it happened by itself that the guy always worked on Shabbos and the Jew worked on Sunday. What's the locha now? Could there any way you could split the profit or not? My Toshima, Emisnu Matrila Mutto. If you don't make any conditions, then it's also. You cannot take any money now, or the question how much money at least, but you're taking Schar Shabbos. So Morris, no, Amos said, what does Zephyr say? In Bol the Cheshbon Osef, at the end, they make a Cheshbon exactly how much money you made on Shabbos, how much money I make on Sunday, that's awesome. Hostom Amutta. And let me hold like Lamashman, you know, here you have no proof. Rashi says, in Bol the Cheshbon means, Hishkola Yisrael Shabbos. If the Jew speaks out, listen, you worked on Shabbos, I take this as money on Shabbos. The goal is dies in the shluchi heavy. Since you're speaking this out, it's mashma, he's a shliach for you, like you had him work for you on Shabbos. No. Therefore it's awesome. But maybe a stoma, the afishas chalukah, stam muta, could be a smuta. If you never said a word to him, not at the beginning and not at the end, so you never mentioned, like you're working for me on Shabbos, maybe that would be muta. So here we have no proof. I'm not sure what the locher is. I'm not sure. I think, but the ever we hold by stama the mutter, the ever we hold the mutter, the money would be mutter. I think we hold the ever. Rabat lechetchilul the eitzur. If you want to make a shutfis with a guy, you have to speak up clearly at the beginning. Shabbos is yours. I have nothing to do with you on Shabbos, and instead I'll work on Sunday. So you're not working for me. You're working for yourself. And suddenly I'm working for myself, so that's permissible. That's the way to make a business deal with a guy. But Lamaisa, yes, it's Shalom. That may be a problem. That may be a problem. You have to put both names there. You have to put both names. Yechov Beis Amar Aleph. Again, the top gemara we had was Hanu Morikayu. These two people are shutfis selling saffron. So the Yevi Kichovim, it was a Jew and a guy doing business together throughout the whole week. So the Yevi Kichovim Nokit v'Shabbatah, the guy is supposed to work on Shabbos, the Yisrael v'Chad v'Shabbat, and instead of the guy, the Jew would work on Sunday. So that was the business deal. So Osla came with the Rova, so came in front of Rova. Sharulu, Rova said it's okay, since the Jew is not working on Shabbos, it's okay. This was the Meister that came in front of Rava. On this, Eitzfer Ravina Rava, Ravina asked a question to Rava. It says, no, It says Yisroel v'yavikichovim shekiblu sode b'shutfus. If they accepted together to work on a field, they own a field together. They both have to work on it. So it says clearly, lo yoyma Yisroel v'yavikichovim. The Jew should not say to the goy, toil chelkecho b'shabbos. Listen, you take the portion of Shabbos. You work on the field on Shabbos. Vani b'choil, and I'll work instead of you on Sunday. This is also. And the reason is because regular shutfas mean we both have to work together. So when I tell you to work on Shabbos, meaning I'm making you a shliach, I'm telling you, you work for me on Shabbos, and I'll work for you on Sunday. So that's also, it's sort of like you're making a shliach and telling the guy to work for you on Shabbos. This is also. Because shutfas is a pshat, you have to work together the whole week. So that's also. But we insist to make a condition like this. Mitchila muta. To make a condition at the beginning of the shutfis, so then the pshat is not that the guy is working for the Jew. He's not the shliach of the Jew. Lechatchila, they made up that the Jew does not have to work on Shabbos at all. It's like we're not shutfis. That's the difference. It's like at the beginning we're not shutfis for Shabbos and for Sunday. Shabbos is totally your day, and Sunday is my day. So therefore, you're not working for me. But if you do not speak this out first, regular shutfis means we're partners. We're both working together. So if you work for me on Shabbos, that means you're working for me. So that's the difference. It's only mut if I make it tonight, if I make a condition at the beginning. That's what Ravina said back to Rava. Kasha. So my answer is, well, let's finish. You're right. Well, also. But if at the time, when you split up the money, you speak out clearly, you take the money for Shabbos, I'll take the money for Sunday, that's also. Since you're speaking out clearly, like you worked for Shabbos, so you did not make a condition at the beginning. So then the pshat is, you're working for me on Shabbos. So that's also. If you speak out clearly at the end, without a condition, that you take the money of Shabbos, meaning you worked for me on Shabbos, that's also. So it comes out that Rava maybe made a mistake, because it's only mutta if you make a condition at the beginning. Here it doesn't say they made a condition at the beginning. So ichsif, Rava became embarrassed, like he maybe made a mistake. What happened really was, l'sayf at the end, igloy milsvi came out to see the truth, it uncovered the truth. The hisnu mekara heve, that really they made a condition at the beginning. Wow. So therefore, Rava's psak was right. This Jew and Goy, this is the Eitzah. If you go to business together, a Jew and a Goy, you have to make a condition at the beginning that we're not partners for Shabbos. For Shabbos, you do all the work. How's it fair? We're going to share the money later. I'll work instead of you on Sunday. That's the condition you have to make. Now, Rav Gviya mi Beik Sil Omar, Rav Gviya Beik Sil says the story was altogether differently. He says, Hanu, Shesila Diol Heve. The two people that came in front of Rava was a different case. It was a case of a Jew and a guy that's buying a tree. They want to raise a tree from start. So the question is, the first 3 years that the tree gives off fruits, it or is growing, it's Orla. So, Heve Yavikichavim Ocho Shnei Diola, for Yisrael Shnei Datero. That was the question. The question was that the Jew and the guy made up, listen, you guy, you'll eat the fruits the first three years. And then the second 3 years, the Jew will eat the fruits. So the question is this mutter or not? Is it considered that the Jew is having hanor from Orla? Orla, we know the first 3 years, the parents are even also b'hanor. You can't have any enjoyment. So is this considered having enjoyment, the fact that you're eating the next three only because the guy ate the first three? That was the question. So Osla came with the Rava that came in front of Rava. Sharulu, Rava said, here for sure it's mutter, but there's no question. Like here there's not a question of shlichus. Here even a Jew is allowed to work with a tree during the first 3 years. You're allowed to plow and work on the tree. There's no issa shlichus. The only question is it considered the Jew is having hanor enjoyment from those first 3 years? And the answer is no. That's normal. The first 3 years, the guy eats the peris, he has the total hanor. In order that the next 3 years, the Jew will have hanor. But the Jew's hanor is from the next 3 years, that's mutter. That was the maisa. Not the first case. Samara says that's not true. For Oisve Ravina L'Rova, we had a case before that Ravina asked a question to Rova. Yeah. And according to you, this case now has no question. Samara says, L'Siu CIA. No, he only asked the question to bring a proof to Rova. As if to say, by work on Shabbos, there you have to make a condition, because otherwise it's like Shlichus. It's like the guy is working for the Jew. But here by Ola, there's no problem of Shlichus. There's nothing wrong with working on the tree the first 3 years. Pshit it's mutter. Gemara says, don't know. Bo'ichsiv. We have in the Gemara that Rabbi was embarrassed. The question of the only case was the second case of Shnei Orlo, why should Rav get embarrassed? He paskin right at the beginning. So Mar says on this, he says that it never happened in this case that Rav became embarrassed. In other words, Rav Beik still says the story was the second story and not the first case. But what? It never happened that Rav became embarrassed. We're proving it that the first story happened. See, you're right. So Rav Gavin Mebeik still says it never happened. It never happened that Rav got embarrassed. In other words, that first story did not take place. But Lalocha, the both emes. Lalocha are emes. This is the way to become a shutuf with a guy to speak out at the beginning that it's your business for Shabbos and it's mine for Sunday.
The same thing by the Ola
that he spoke about. Well, only the condition. Because Ola is no shayla of shlichus. Ola is only a question, are you having enjoyment? So that's Pasha, no, I'm not having enjoyment.
Why not?
But the first 3 years, the guy is eating the Paris. It's his Paris. I'm eating the next three. That's a normal way of shutfis. You could take this year's fruits, I'll take next year's fruits. It's not called I'm having enjoyment
that
from you.
The fact is that if he would take two
Therefore, years, we're making up that you eat this year and I'll eat next year. That's a mishpat, that's okay. That's not called hano.
Right.
Now the more says he boil you. Stomamai. What's going to be again back to Shabbos if a Jew and a guy has a business deal together? They do not make a condition. They do not speak out clearly. It's yours for Shabbos, mine for Sunday. They just do the deal together, and at the end they want to split the money, but they do not speak out clearly. You take the money for Shabbos, I'll take for Sunday. They don't speak out anything. So my, what's the locha? Is this considered like a shlichus? Like the guy is working for the Jew or not? Toshima, in his numet chilamutev, the making condition at the beginning, that it's your business for Shabbos is okay. Mashmos tomoso, but they do not speak this out, but they go to partners together at the beginning. It's also, partners is the pshat, both have to work together. So if the guy is working today, he's working for the Jew, it's also. The Gemara says, maybe no. If at the end when they split the money, then the Jew first speaks out, you take the money for Shabbos, I'll take the money for Sunday, there it's also. Why? Because since you're speaking it out, it's like you're saying clearly, he's Megaladas that you are my Shliach, you are working for me, therefore I'll let you take the money for Shabbos, there it's also. But if you do it stam, you do not speak out clearly, you take the money for Shabbos, then it's mutter. So Mar says, Elamiho lek lamashma mino. For now a brisa, you can't bring the clear proof. Halacha is the mechaba paskins luchumro, but the remor brings down the b'makom hefsed gadol, you could be mekel. That if you didn't know, and you went to business together, and now you split the money, so if there's a lot of money involved, lamaisa, you're allowed to take the money.
Right.
Stomach, right. Lachatila, you shouldn't do this. But the Evid, the Hefsid Godol, is permissible.
That stomach means that you shouldn't mention.
At the end, but at the end, you should not mention Shabbos.
In the beginning.
Well, the beginning, you're supposed to. But if you didn't say at the beginning, do not say it at the end. Right. If you say it at the end, Rashi says, then you're showing us you want this lichus.
Just take the money.
Hajjun Alecha, all of
Play a day. Take the money,
Amar. Now the Mishnah says, Ein ma midin behema, we had before, the Budukoyer, Shalev to Kachovimsh. If you go to an inn, you go to sleep overnight by an inn, a goyish inn, you're not allowed to deposit there, leave there overnight, you're animals. Yeah. A Jew comes to sleep in a goyish, a pundakoyis, ein mamidim behema, you're not going to leave your animal there. Mifnei, why? Shechashudim al arviyah. There's a chash that a goy will live with your animal overnight, and that's one of the mitzvahs, sheva mitzvahs of bein leich. So the lifnei iver, you're causing the goy to be over the avera, so you're not allowed to leave your animal by the goy overnight. Another halacha is letisiached ishri mohen, a Jewish lady should not have yichud, not be found alone with a guy. They're special. They're chashudim al arois. We're afraid they'll have nus with the lady. So we'll see in the Gemara why not the guy by Jew also doesn't necessarily yichud, but by Jew the halacha is one lady is allowed with two men. By a guy it could be with 100 men. She's also because when the fruits and barois, no matter how many men there are, they're also. What?
How about one man with two women?
If he's a poritz,
I don't think so. I think it's also. Also. If he's a guy, could be Zosa.
Could you explain the
Rashi? Right. We had before. It says by a guy, by the Narach, they should be together, meaning they should be able to have children. That means man and lady. They will not have children from them if the man lives with them. Therefore, the Jew, by giving Yod V'Heima, is B'Thniva. Okay, so Yichud is also with them. And the last thing is, V'lo Yisiyachein Odom Imoin. Even a man should not be found alone with a guy. You have to be afraid. Maybe they will kill you. A guy is not afraid to kill a Jew. You have to be afraid. So is this the Yichud, but Din of the Mishnah at least, is this the Yichud. We'll see exactly what Allah says. Talmud says, the first thing is, you can't leave your animal. You can't leave your animal overnight with a guy, because they're choshed aravia. Or Reminu, I have a question. It says clearly, Allah, at the Seftam, that Leitchen